I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, I think we've got some amazing information coming your way this evening. We'll be talking about some absolutely astounding scientific discoveries in the area of health and healing, as well as some science with respect to time dilation. And we'll be talking about the splitting of the Earth into 3D and 5D, and probably a number of other topics, if time allows. So before we get into all of that, I would like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga, or mantra repetition. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Sachidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari, Hari, Om.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes. And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. And now I'd like to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're new to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and pharmaceutical as much as humanly possible. And, coming up with tonight's program, focusing on different subjects. Many of them were health-related. Before I lose track, I'm going to mention a couple of scientific machines, actually, that are available in Fountain Valley, California. One's called the Electro AccuScore, which is ElectroAccuScore. Electro AccuScope. Electro AccuScope. Yes. And the other is the ElectroMyoPulse. So that's Electro, ElectroMyoPulse, and MyoPulse, MyoPulse. And those are from Electro Medical in Fountain Valley, California. And according to some sources, if every hospital had those two machines on hand, there'd be about 90% less people in there. Basically, what they do is they neutralize disease frequency vibrations, and they transmit healthy frequency vibrations. Very interesting bit of hardware there. And, of course, when we're talking about health-related, I came across what I thought was a really an amazing study related to belief. And, of course, if you're new to ET Yoga, you should know that I kind of consider ET Yoga the yoga of belief. And the reason I say that is from my own yoga training with Swami Satchidananda and Paramahansa Yogananda and Sri Ramana Maharshi, lots of great, great information. But there was never really a yoga, like in integral yoga, there's six different branches of yoga, but there was never a yoga of belief, nor was there much of a focus or a mentioning about how our definitions, thoughts, emotions, beliefs create our outer reality. To me, this is sort of all since the early 1970s that this kind of thinking has come about. And why I call ET Yoga the yoga of belief, because this concept that belief is what you believe is. And what's more powerful or important than that? And it's also one of the reasons why the placebo works. And I want to give an example of a placebo experiment that was really amazing. The question being, can the power of belief heal torn ligaments and crippled joints? Well, apparently in 1994, Bruce Mosby, a doctor, had 10 patients, and these were military personnel, and they all had, they were wheelchair bound, and they all had severe arthritis and needed surgery for their knees. And so turned out that all 10 were prepped for their operations, and all 6 months later, all 10 reported little to no pain in their knees. And one even said they had never felt any pain from that original time. And the interesting part about that is that five of those 10 were actually operated on, and the other five were just told they were operated on and got the same exact results. An amazing story of placebo and the amazing power of belief. And in fact, I know Greg Braden is also a big fan of the concept that the universe is holographic and fractal, and also it utilizes the energy of consciousness, and the language of interpretation in the universe is belief. And thus the connection between ET yoga and my calling it the yoga of belief. Also kind of related to the whole concept of health is Dr. Sam, and he's got a really difficult last name. It's Osmanagich, and that's Osmanagich. He's the guy over there that has been doing the discovery and uncovering of the Bosnian pyramid. And what a fascinating YouTube I saw this week with respect to some of his amazing finds there. And there have been reports about people going down into the pyramid and then coming out cured of certain diseases. And now they're doing some of the real science about why that is so. And I highly, highly recommend that you try to check out some of the amazing stuff that's going on there. But the part that really caught my attention was the fact that apparently at about the upper levels of the pyramid, the negative ions are about 1,000, and I'm not certain the measurement if it's per cubic foot, something around that measurement. And at the deeper levels, there's actually what's called it's like a healing portion of the pyramid, and the negative ions are 40,000. And it also, at that level of these 40,000 per cubic foot, there's also measurements that show zero radiation, and when they and the water also at that level has absolutely no bacteria in it. Kind of an amazing thing, because what they're finding is the people who have spent some time down in the lower levels of the pyramid, even some reportedly with cancer, finding their cancer leaving the body. And they've got some really amazing equipment over there, because what they're showing is they have this a machine that it's like Curlian photography, I guess, that shows your aura. And if there are any breaks in your aura, like a disconnection, like it should kind of be all around your entire body and take the shape of your body. And if there's points where they don't connect, for example, around near the lungs or in your knees, that's likely where you're going to have issues. And they do the pictures of people before they go down into this healing chamber, and they take the pictures of their auras, and then after they're in, come out of the healing chamber, they take the pictures of their auras again, and what they're finding is their auras are all connected. So it's basically healing their auras. And I think this also relates to the concept that I've mentioned a number of times on ET Yoga, that your consciousness isn't in the brain, consciousness is outside the body, and that your body is a reflection of your consciousness, and that all disease is emotionally related, and the emotion starts in the etheric level. and she would show up in your auric field. And so this whole idea to me is the more science that comes out, the more certain concepts like that are now being shown as fact. And I think this amazing story over there about the healing properties of this pyramid are absolutely fantastic, because it's not based on any sort of high technology. It's ancient technology, if you like, but not the kind of technology that we're used to. And an amazing story about lots of things that are going on there in the Bosnian pyramid. And also some other kind of interesting science that came up for me this week was I've mentioned a few times about the concept of time dilation, and that my theory is that since 2012, actually, we've been in time dilation, because I think the ascension process and the splitting of the 3D and 5D Earth, in my opinion, was scheduled to have happened in 2012. And since that time, I've kind of, and I got the idea from Stargate SG-1, because there was an episode there that was involved time dilation, and or the slowing down of time, or it could be the speeding up of time, but in this case, I'm thinking it's the slowing down. And although I've been mentioning this on ET Yoga, that I think that this is what's going on right now, I am starting to hear some confirmation of that from other sources that I never expected. One was from Simon Parks, who says the timelines are being stretched, in his opinion. And the other one was from Corey Good, who's talking about the Good ETs delaying the ascension process. And I think probably because there's more and more people are becoming awake, and more people would be choosing to be involved with this process. And it makes total sense to me. And in terms of, I guess, event wise, and where, I don't think anybody knows exactly when that time is going to be. But I'm kind of agree with Dranas in that he's anticipating some kind of a solar flash that will aid us greatly in enhancing our spiritual consciousness and giving us a bit of a DNA boost. And no doubt that would also occur prior to the splitting of the Earth into a 3D and 5D situation. And I might add that this Dr. Asmanagic from the Bosnian pyramids, he also talks about Royal Rife and an amazing machinery that he had back in the 1940s. And according to Asmanagic, Royal Rife was given 50 patients with cancer to deal with, and he cured 85% of them in 2 weeks, and then made some further adjustments to how he was treating the remainder, and eventually ended up with a 100% cure rate. And according to Osmanagic, Rife was then offered millions and millions of dollars, an offer he couldn't refuse, but he did refuse it because of, I guess, the conditions under which his amazing machinery would be used or not used, and eventually everything kind of got shoved under the rug. But an amazing, and he shows actually on one of the YouTubes the microscopic picture of some disease and infection that some that do actually have a kind of a pyramidal shape to them. And Royal Rife came up with a frequency that that kills these. And I think that's that would be probably an interesting story as well to do some research on. And another one with respect to this time dilation, Apparently, there's a team of scientists that have come up with, it's a kind of a field about 7 meters high, and they use what's called a time warp field generator, and they utilize rotational electromagnetic fields that create a plasma, and then they use high-energy laser rays, 12 actually high-powered laser rays to open up the field. And what they're showing now is that they can put a clock in there, and they can put a clock inside and one outside this field, and they can make the accelerate the time of 300%, or they could slow it down about 33%. So interesting to note that here we are in 2018, and we now have our science confirming this concept of time speeding up or slowing down. And I think that's also related to this whole concept of what we're experiencing here on Earth at this time. And with respect to the splitting of the Earth, I was having a conversation with a friend, and I guess the question came up about could you physically ascend without having a physical death? And I got kind of two sources related to this topic. One was Ra, who stated that your physicality will be variable according to need and circumstance. And Cosmic Awareness, who I haven't really checked in with a lot since a couple years ago when I was involved with learning about the alchemical and alchemy and the alchemical processes. And Cosmic Awareness states that plants and animals have group souls. And when asked about how is it possible to take a physical body into a higher realm, well, according to Cosmic Awareness, when consciousness reaches a certain point, it becomes aware of this and is able to start assessing some of those higher planes of existence and accessing those planes of existence and those higher levels of consciousness. And when a being in physical has reached conscious awareness of this truth and accesses it, then they are able to dematerialize their bodies and are able to remove their bodies from the physical plane all at once without the need of physical death. And this is what has occurred to certain ascended masters on the planet. And in the course of their spiritual evolution and the evolution of the planet, they reached levels of conscious awareness and thus were able to disassemble their physical bodies and reassemble them elsewhere in non-corporeal form. And according to Cosmic Awareness, there is a similarity between the Christian rapture, or the lifting up of deserving souls, and this splitting of the two Earths into what he calls Planet A and Planet B. And the difference is that this is not a reward for faithful service to an oppressive God. And when asked about the 3 days of darkness, Cosmic Awareness said that the 3 days of darkness is an allusion to a sensation of the reality that defines this present third dimensional reality. Some will experience it as darkness. There will be several layers of response to this period of time. Some will simply sleep through it, not truly experiencing the 3 days. The sleep that they will experience will not simply be a physical sleep, but a deep induced state of unconsciousness that will allow them to go through the turmoil of that 3 day period. Some will experience that which is known in biblical terms as the rapture. They will be taken up to a place, so to speak, where they will not experience the dramatic results of the transition period of the photon belt, or the 3 days. And This may even be experienced and understood as being taken aboard intergalactic vessels of the Galactic Federation in order to avoid the negative turbulent effects that this three-day period may have. Thought that was very interesting. So kind of like each individual will certainly have their own experience of that. Cosmic Awareness also says that this awareness indicates in the higher frequencies is where souls are created, and they come down as these frequency junctures, as entities, and they come together with other points of light or frequency, and in the continued conglomeration of these, they form still greater organisms or fields of energy called human souls. At a certain point, and these then may inhabit different dimensions or planes of vibration and frequency, so that each of the various dimensions may have numerous conglomerations of these and caused by the energies coming together. And it's similar to all the pixels on a television or a computer that come in together, make a letter or a face. You could call that a soul. And if you think of these pixels as miniature souls, you kind of have an understanding of how the universe works in creating souls. If you were to go further into still another dimension, you could be exploring the light particles that make up the pixels itself. And these light particles or vibrations could be equated to souls in still further dimensional levels. I thought that was kind of interesting, and I'm going to have some information coming up here with respect to the founders as well, with respect to their opinion on that. In fact, I was looking on the Sal Rochelle homepage, and on his homepage, he has actually some channelings from the founders. And this is what the founders have to say about that, that this universe you find yourself in began about 20 billion years ago as a point of light within the mind of God. That point was contained within a greater point, which was contained within a greater point, etc., into infinity. There is an aspect of the Godhead that has always existed and that expands and contracts an infinite number of times. All life is continually expanding and contracting. During one of the expansion phases, approximately 4.5 billion years ago, your world you call Earth was formed out of primordial dust and gas. Like all newly formed worlds, it was mostly hydrogen and a few other gases, not containing the kind of life you know. Throughout this physical chemical process, the Godhead, in an expansion phase, differentiated itself into units of consciousness, which later became known as souls. These original souls, called the founders, are what we represent to you. We were the original sparks of light that were showered out from the infinite source during the expansion. Our individuality began about 1 billion years ago, and we went forth to explore creation. And I think that is kind of an interesting point. And they continue by saying that we found millions of planets in their early stages of development, including your world, and we remained in the form of sparks, although actually to you we would look more like huge blue-white stars. Due to our relatively rarefied levels of vibration compared to the vibratory states of these worlds, we were unable to experience life directly on any of these worlds, so we would simply overlight or hover above the atmosphere of these worlds and observe the chemical processes taking place. At some point in the distorted time-space continuum, we decided to embed a tiny part of ourselves into the evolving worlds in order to experience them more directly. To do this, we created a multitude of energy patterns, precursors to what you would call the DNA molecule. You would call these precursors light packets of conscious energy. These light packets were able to descend in vibration down to what you would call the ninth or tenth density. At that point, we were able to create intricate configurations of light codes, which you now would call DNA keys. These DNA keys were the actual building blocks of life as you know it. We then densified these keys down to what you call seventh density. The first level of the actual DNA codes is seventh density being, and we were finally able to experience the expanding universe directly as inhabitants of evolving worlds. And we scattered our seed throughout the universe, going to many regions of each galaxy. Your galaxy, the one you call the Milky Way, was seated in several quadrants. Your quadrant began in what you call the Lyra Vega region. It is here that the first seventh density forms were manifested through manipulating and permutating the DNA codes. It took nearly 100 million years to perfect this process, and it is only within the last 100 million years that we were able to create life forms in all the densities down to third density. The process of differentiation is difficult for most Earth souls to comprehend. The best analogy we can give is that of cellular division. Each cell that divides from a parent cell becomes an individual cell in its own right, just as powerful and creative as the parent cell. Each 3D, 4D, 5D, 6D, and 7D being that fragmented off from our parent selves, our 12th density core, became a sovereign being or whole and complete soul as it grew and evolved through time and space. At the same time, each fragment, as it becomes aware of its higher aspects, is able to align or connect with those higher aspects and thereby remember what the state of undifferentiated source energy is like. In essence, each fragment of ourselves is intimately connected to our core, and our core is intimately connected to the Godhead. And I think that's really valuable information. Also, by the way, coincides with Bashar information relating to the fact that the all is one, the one is all, and also connects to the idea of not only holographic, but a fractal universe where the part is representative of the whole, and also connects clearly to the whole concept of spiritual evolution, or the fact that when we become aware of higher levels of consciousness, yes, we do have the ability to attain them. And in spiritual parlance, that would be called the planting of the seed, or in another way, it could be termed as the actual true baptism. And that information actually came from Baba Ram Das. And thus, I think what we're kind of seeing here is a connection between different levels and dimensions, and how the process came about with respect to these light packets of consciousness, then it being more finely tuned at the DNA level to create the physical aspects of the universe from seventh density down. I should also point out that I've been looking occasionally to find the ultimate truths of reality on the internet, which was originally pretty easy to find, but now I'm finding that I'm glad I wrote them down, because I can't come up with a list anymore. Kind of a shame in a way, because, I mean, these are the truths that were passed down from Mother Mary through Gene Hatch at the College of Christ Consciousness, and apparently the information was kept in the mystery schools for about 2,000 years and came out about, 10 years ago or so, and but not many people really heard about it. And kind of speaking of something you probably haven't heard about, this 5G grid that they're coming out with, which to my way of thinking is totally linked with artificial intelligence. The two go hand in hand. There's already a city in Norway that's the test city for the 5G. And I saw this week that there's an announcement there are supposed to be 12 U.S. cities by the end of 2018 that were they're slated to be the first 5G. And Dallas, Texas is at the top of the list. I've got some friends in Dallas that I'm sure haven't heard that, so I guess you're hearing it for the first time on live radio. Meanwhile, back to the ultimate truths of reality. I'm just going to go through them because these are the operating principles of living in the world. Number one is prime creator or God is all that is. Therefore, I am prime creator expressing itself as me. Two, I'm not striving for perfection as I'm already perfect. What I'm striving for is to remember my perfection. Three, no one can create in my reality but me. Four, nothing can be in my reality unless I create it. Five, everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. Six, as a creator, I am 100% responsible for everything I create. Seven, everything happens for a reason. Eight, there are no accidents. Nothing happens by chance. Nine, I create 100% of the time. I have the power to choose whether I apply that 100% toward creating what I want or energizing what I don't want. 10, I am the only me there is. I am not divided into parts. 11, all events are neutral. There are no negative experiences, although I can choose to define any experience as negative. Therefore, if I'm experiencing negativity in my life, then I have chosen it. 12, there's only one vibration, love. Fear is the illusion of the absence or lack of love. 13, I cannot be in fear unless I believe that whatever I fear has more power than I do. 14, how I feel is a reaction to what I believe. 15, all disease is caused by the denial of negativity within. 16, there are no victims, there are only lessons. 17, I am the only authority in my life. However, in an attempt to avoid taking responsibility for being that authority, I can choose to falsely believe that someone or something else has power over me. 18, every person, place, or thing of which I become aware is a mirror and has the potential to be a gift. 19, at any given moment, I am either giving love or asking for love. 20, I am that which I create. And 21, there are no limitations. If I have an experience that I define as a limitation, it is happening as a result of the way I think. The appearance of all limitation is merely an effect of error thinking. God has no limitations, and as an aspect of God, neither do I, unless I believe that I do, in which case I will create the appearance of limitation as a direct result of my belief. And I think every so often I like to share those on ET Yoga because it's hard information to come by these days. And, I'm going to, at this point in time, I want to give a special thanks and appreciation and gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience because just for being you. And, it's really nice to be able to provide information to a group of people out there that can actually relate to the frequency. And I'd also want to put a little plug in here for my website, which is at etyoga.com. And my latest book is there, ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond. And if you like ET Yoga and show jam-packed with information, then you probably like the book because it's 300 pages and it's jam-packed with information. And I'd also like to give my special thanks to the listeners who do take the time to email me. And I'm much appreciative of comments, suggestions concerning program content. I'm available to answer questions about any topics that I bring up on the show. And I also appreciate those who send me information from about topics that I've never come across or from sources that people just think I might be interested in. And you can always email me at paperfungo, that's PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. And wanted to continue with a little bit more of an explanation about the reasons why ET Yoga kind of came together. And, of course, one of the reasons is clearly that if you're on a spiritual journey, you like to, share information and tips to other people. And I guess that would be at the very core of ET Yoga. And also, I saw a need out there for a type of yoga that connected the extraterrestrial teachings with the classic yoga teachings, because I believe the two clearly enhance each other. And specifically, the ET aspect, to me, it really helps in the area of self-empowerment and in reality creation. And these are areas that were very little explored in the traditional yogic teachings. And thus, to my way of thinking, ET yoga, the real word, the real meaning for yoga is union, and that's union of you and your higher self. So some people would say, well, how can you do yoga on radio? Well, it's because the hatha yoga is the part of yoga that involves yoga asanas and pranayams and cleansing practices, but it's just one little branch of yoga, but Westerners think that that's what yoga is. But the real yoga is about becoming your higher self and higher levels of consciousness. And to that extent, the ETs that are the positive ones that are helping us with lots of information that's helping us to grow spiritually, as well as the basic yoga teachings, that's the combination of ET and yoga. And another one of my motivations for doing this program was because I used to listen to programs on the radio, and I used to get really frustrated because sometimes they might advertise they're going to bring up some points during a show, but they might get around to them about 45 minutes later, and sometimes I listen to a whole show, maybe they made one point or two in a whole hour, and I just wanted to be able to create a program that provides tons of information that you can research and follow up on later on, and you don't have to stick around very long before I start making some points. So I'm gonna doing a little blitzkrieg here with some points that I kind of made notes on. Number one is the holographic universe we live in has its basis in consciousness, and the language of interpretation is belief. Another, that this universe flashes in and out of existence, and thought exists in the spaces between. Your beliefs are like a contract with reality. The only way you can have a 3D experience is to be a frequency match for it. Outer circumstances do not come with built-in meanings. The only thing that ultimately will satisfy the mind is to know itself. Karma has been linked to the idea of punishment and retribution and vengeance, but actually it is a method of balancing your energies. Change your present beliefs and your life changes not only in the present, but in the past and future in kind. You create your own reality from what you choose to believe about yourself and the world around you. Consciousness is not in the brain, but in the auric field around you. thoughts must pass through the program parameters of belief and after reception at the pineal gland. Resistance is holding any thoughts which vibrate at a different frequency than your desire. The moon's a very powerful electromagnetic computer. The energy from the moon has been beaming electromagnetic frequencies under the Earth for aeons to maintain our two-stranded DNA. The root cause of disease is in dysfunctional emotion. The belief in a vital, healthy existence is one of the wisest beliefs to embrace. Each of the solfeggio frequencies correspond to not only a note on the tonal scale, but also to a chakra and a per second hertz frequency number and to a specific color and ultimately to a particular chakra of the body. Essential oils. Clinical research shows that essential oil has the highest frequency of any natural substance known to man and that these oils can create an environment in which bacteria, virus, fungus, etc. cannot survive. When essential oils are applied topically anywhere on the skin, they will travel throughout the body, affecting every cell in the body, including the hairs, within seconds. Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, Second Movement, is a download from higher consciousness, and the chords are exactly, precisely what will tap into the idea of letting go of the past, sorrow, grief, regret, and the forgiving of yourself. Andara crystals raise your frequency when you share space with a crystal which has a resilient free vibration. Your energy will entrain with that of the crystal. The origin of disease is in the etheric body. Energy that gets stuck can become stagnant or distorted. Vogel crystals and Qigong can free up your energy systems. Monatomic Andara crystals positively affect the energy patterns that make energy and send energy through the body's meridians. The human body is a projection of consciousness. The projection of your body can only be disrupted by a disturbance in your energy field. Your body is not the real you. Your body is merely a projection of what you believe yourself to be. All things vibrate and have different vibratory characteristics. Body parts, including cells and organs, have vibrational signatures. Everything that anyone is experiencing in this reality is in response to the story they are telling. If something is not working, it's always the same problem. You are throwing resistance on your own trail and not realizing you're doing it. The vehicle is negative emotion. Physical reality is not itself real, except the experience of it is. Physical reality and everything you experience in your life is created, whether you know it or not, whether you are conscious of it or not, through what you imagine your reality to be. Your thoughts, beliefs, intentions, and definitions and emotions create the outer reality. All beliefs that cause negative emotion are erroneous, and all erroneous beliefs are based in fear. Therefore, all negative emotions are based in fear. You become whatever you focus your attention on. To assign any meaning to anything, either positive meaning or negative meaning, is to invite that into your life. Don't go against the negative, but rather create a new positive. You don't get peace by hating war. You get peace by loving peace. Believing in your ability to change beliefs is the key that unlocks you and allows you to create the reality you prefer. Gratitude creates heart-brain resonance. Feel the feeling of a prayer that has already been accomplished. The feeling is the prayer. Deservability is at the foundation of spiritual progress because without it, all the techniques in the world will have minimal effects. Thinking I am only the body and personality is a severe limitation upon one's being and the chief cause of suffering in this world, but each one has the potential to themselves discover their inherent freedom and escape this delusion. Our junk DNA contains the records of past lifetimes on other planets. We select and receive specific versions of reality by our beliefs. We select and receive by our 100% trust in what we know is so. Here's the physics of how this works. Each belief gets you vibrating at a unique set of frequencies. These frequencies then attract, by sympathetic resonance, those holograms vibrating in the same frequency. Magic is the ability to conjure something into form, and beliefs do the same. Mass beliefs create mass conjurings. The universe you find yourselves in began about 20 billion years ago. The neural centers in the heart is 100 times more powerful electrically than the brain, and 5,000 times the power of the brain magnetically. The Akashic Record is a symbol representation that the brain uses to represent the fact that every thought which has ever been thought exists. You don't have a belief you don't prefer. And the concept of prime radium is that everything is one particle that travels at infinite speed, has no mass, therefore breaks no laws of physics. That's a Bashar concept. And there's only two objective facts. Number one is that the entire universe was created with unconditional love. And second, we all have consciousness. Just thought I'd throw out a bunch of points. And I guess any of those could be explored at your leisure. And I guess you can't say that there wasn't enough information coming your way this evening on ET Yoga. And as usual, I'd like to give my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance, and close out the program in the usual manner by sharing with you the Who Am I technique. And this was the technique that I first heard about actually in a newspaper in British Columbia called the Georgia Strait. And there was an article written by Baba Ram Das, and he gave the technique in there. And first time I tried it, it worked, and hope it works for you. You get to the highest place you know how to get to. Maybe that's through your asanas and pranayams and meditation or whatever other method you so desire. And when you reach the highest place you can, you try and focus your total consciousness in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you ask the question, who am I? And you can do that whatever number of times feels comfortable and whatever rate. And then you would state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.